In June of last year, Disability Rights Wisconsin asked the State Office of Detention Facilities to investigate mental health care problems at the Sauk County Jail. DRW's attorney Todd Winstrom says there had been many complaints from inmates and their families about problems with getting medications and treatment for mentally ill inmates, including one who was there for 17 months and had made numerous attempts to kill himself.
Multiple acts of self-injury, swallowing foreign objects, smearing and eating feces, refusing to eat and losing weight to a level that was medically threatening.
7 months later, after what state officials say was a thorough investigation, Marty Ordonez of the Office of Detention Facilities issued a report he says makes it clear that nothing illegal is happening at the Sauk County Jail.
We did a review of their policies and procedures based on what we believed was our authority and concluded that they had policies and procedures in place and were exercising those policies and procedures related to the care and treatment of persons with mental illness.
But those policies and procedures don't comply with state and federal standards, according to Todd Winstrom of Wisconsin Disability Rights.
The legislature has given them clear duties to make sure that jails provide adequate mental health care. And based on what we've seen in Sauk County, it's safe to say that DOC is not fulfilling those responsibilities.
Winstrom says his group will continue to push the state to improve the situation in Sauk County and will investigate whether similar problems are happening at other county jails. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.